Visiting today, Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. Bob, we need a rain, but what else does the cattle market need right now?
Well, we do need to rain bad. That's what we're seeing. A lot of cattle being moved, people trying to get ahead of running out of, keeping access to what the younger cows, lots of cows still coming. I mean, the last 3 weeks, we've had over 400 cows every week, just people thinning their cow herds back. You know, a year ago, we were selling the 9 and 10 year olds. Now we're selling the 7 and 8 year olds. And every one of them you talk to, we had an excellent spring. Our ponds were full, and said in July and August, it all disappeared. As far as the calf market, if you've got an unweaned calf, which this happens every year, it's just happening about 2 weeks earlier, you know, those calves are quite a bit cheaper, which, I mean, there's a reason for that. They're hard to keep alive. And then you got your farmers not really wanting anything. First off, they don't have any prospects for wheat yet. So nobody's being aggressive to buy anything out front. Feeder market has, it's really held together pretty good. I didn't hear of any trade on the fat market, but I do know they's kind of trading them kind of 180 this week, but the feeder market kind of stayed steady. In general, the overall market's been, I mean, it's been cheaper the last 3 weeks, but we've kind of stabilized right there right now.
Well, and I know we have cattle on feed report coming out today, and that seems to, whatever reason, either send it up or down one way or the other. It usually seems to make a difference for whatever reason.
Well, it does. I'll tell you one thing that helped was they took 0.5% off the interest rates, and the stock market went up 500 points. And you know, the feeder market and the fat market had a rally yesterday. It didn't really affect the market, but it put a positive note back in, kind of like maybe we've established a foundation here. And, you know, we'll wait and see. I hadn't even seen how it opened this morning. But the on feed report, I mean, it's still showing the estimates will have 100 to 101% still on feed. Placements are still from 98 to 100%, and marketings are down 4%. So, I mean, I don't know how they'll look at it. I mean, it's shocking everybody that we're still placing the same amount of cattle and the same amount of cattle still on feed. But we got to throw into consideration, we're feeding these cattle 45 days longer. And as long as we've got cheap cost of gain, they'll keep these cattle until they can get what they think is a fair bid. And I mean, I think the packers are bidding 178, 179, and they're asking 185. So we've got a pretty good spread there till they all come back to, you know, to equalize that deal.
Well, we're supposed to hopefully get some rain maybe Sunday and into the weekend. If we do get rain, or if we don't get rain, what do you see for the markets next week?
Well, if we don't get rain, you're going to continue to see this calf market get softer. Now, if we do get rain, I think it'll stabilize the calf market, but we still got to get through October as far as these calves. I mean, they've named October dead calf month for a reason. And, I mean, it's just hard to keep calves, you know, when we got 60-degree nights and 100-degree days. I mean, that temperature fluctuation is awful hard on the health of these cattle. If we get a rain, though, I mean, 45 days down the road, it'll change the market drastically. And we got to have that rain. I mean, if it doesn't, I've got some customers that told me this week they were broadcasting wheat in. They weren't planting it, but they were broadcasting in and just running the hair over it to kind of dust it in case we do get this rain.
Well, we'll be hoping out, but if folks want to visit with you about it, how do they talk to you, Bob?
1-800-926-9696. Give Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Clay LeBay, Kelly Osbrook, Greg Griffith, and myself a call.
All right. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you.